This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiffs litigation firm. Today's case, J&M Securities, LLC, Respondent versus Stephen L. Benner, Appellant, decided June 17, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Eastern District. J&M Securities, LLC, number ED112941, Respondent, Appeal from the Circuit Court, of the City of St. Louis versus Dietz. Cause numbered 1122-CC-0774. Stephen L. Benner, Honorable Jason M. Sanghiser, Appellant. Filed June 17, 2025. Opinion Stephen L. Benner, Appellant, seeks to appeal from the trial court's denial of his amended motion to dismiss. Appellant purportedly challenges the trial court's subject matter jurisdiction to revive a judgment in favor of J&M Securities, LLC, J&M. Because no appeal lies from the trial court's denial of the amended motion to dismiss, an appellant did not directly appeal from the judgment of revival, we must dismiss this appeal for lack of jurisdiction. Background. In the original action, Plaintiff 94 Crossing, LLC secured original judgment against appellant for breach of contract on November 17, 2011. Subsequently, original plaintiff assigned the judgment to J&M. J&M moved to revive original judgment on July 15, 2021, which the trial court granted following a show cause hearing on November 8, 2023, judgment of revival. Appellant did not appeal from the judgment of revival. 2. On March 29, 2024, appellant filed an amended motion to dismiss for lack of subject matter jurisdiction. Amended motion to dismiss. Appellant's amended motion sought to dismiss the case on the grounds that J&M's assignment was invalid and thus J&M could not have revived the judgment. The trial court denied the amended motion to dismiss. Appellant then moved for a rehearing, which was granted, and moved to vacate, set aside, or amend the judgment, which was denied. This appeal follows. Jurisdiction. Before reaching the merits of an appeal, this court must first determine whether the appeal was timely filed under the appropriate statutes and procedural rules. Sanford v. Centritel of Mo, LLC, 490 SW 3D 7017, 7110, Mo Bank, 2016. Internal citations omitted. We find we lack jurisdiction to review the appeal from the trial court's denial of appellant's amended motion to dismiss. See Paragraph 512.025. One original judgment in the underlying case was entered on November 17, 2011. Original judgment was a final judgment in the case. CID. Following assignment of original judgment to J&M, J&M timely moved within 10 years to revive original judgment on July 15, 2021, pursuant to Rule 74.09. 2. So long as a motion for revival is timely filed, a trial court generally should grant it as a matter of course, and grounds to show cause why the judgment should not be revived are limited. Alamine v. Alamine, 658 SW 3D 94, 100. Motors Appler WD 2022. Internal citation omitted. The judgment of revival was entered on November 8, 2023. At that time, appellant had the opportunity to appeal from the judgment of revival as a special order after final judgment. See paragraph 512.025. A circuit court's order regarding the revival of a judgment is appealable as a special order after final judgment in the cause pursuant to 4512.25. 1. All statutory references are to RSMO 2016. 2. All rule references are to Mo R. Sivers P. 2025, unless otherwise noted. 3. Unifund CCR Partners, Vera Cobbins, 637 SW 3D 372, 374 N3, Mo Appy, ED 2021. Quoting Unifund CCR Partners versus Abright, 566 SW 3D 594, 594 N2, Mo Bank 2019. See also Allen, VX, and F. Enter. Corp 698 SW3D 748 756 MOAP WD 2024. Internal quotation omitted. A motion to revive a judgment is a special proceeding to aid in the recovery of the debt evidenced by the original judgment, which makes the circuit court's order thereon a special order after final judgment in the cause and therefore appealable under the provisions of Bull Balls 512.020. Appellant did not appeal. See paragraph 512.050, providing a 10-day deadline for appeal. See also Rule 81.04, same. Appellant also did not file any post-judgment motions, and the judgment of revival thus became final after 30 days. See Rules 7501, 7804, Allen, 698 SW3D at 756, except as authorized by law, a circuit court loses jurisdiction over a case when a judgment becomes final. State ex rel. AJKJ, Inkenvich Hellman, 574, SW3D 239, 242, Mobonk, 2019. Internal citation omitted. See Rule 81.05A, Unit 1. Following divestiture, any attempt by the trial court to continue to exhibit authority over the case, whether by amending the judgment or entering subsequent judgments, is void. Italisa, internal quotation omitted. After the judgment of revival became a final appealable judgment, the trial court lacked jurisdiction to rule on any non-authorized after-trial motions. See